A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And on leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases. He drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Earlier this week, late at night, I was perusing eBay. Can you guess what I was looking for? A homily. It should be delivered in about... You can get anything on eBay. I was looking for an Evel Knievel stunt cycle. Anybody remember those? Anybody have one? That was the first thing that I prayed for. One of the first prayers that I remember. It must have been about 5 or so. I remember night after night after night, probably 2 nights in a row, praying for an Evel Knievel stunt cycle. Because by that time I knew and I understood, Jesus will help you out. Mom and Dad weren't going to. Jesus will. And I understood how Jesus worked. It wasn't like the stunt cycle was just going to pop there in the living room. No, Jesus put it in the downstairs closet. I will find it in the morning. And I prayed, prayed, and prayed. That was my first real prayer on my own. Over the years, as I grew up, the prayers changed and developed. Still going to Jesus asking for stuff. I remember being huddled around the radio when we lived in Massachusetts, praying that Milford Catholic Elementary School would be listed for the school closures because of the snowstorm. Praying that Mom and Dad were heavy sleepers because I was coming in after curfew and had to sneak into the window to get in. Praying in the seminary that I would pass this exam block. And I remember that prayer. Oh, Jesus, you want priests? I'm willing to be one. If I don't pass this block, it ain't gonna happen. So, I still pray today. I'm sure you're happy to hear that your pastor prays. But again, it's changed and developed over time. I still pray for stuff. I pray that, like Paul in the second reading, I am content with my lot in life. I pray that I recognize and am grateful for all the gifts that are placed in my life, that I celebrate all those people and relationships that have built me up. I pray that I may have a positive influence on others, that I can help others to recognize Jesus. I pray that I am not so obsessed with all that I have not. But to be honest, I don't pray that way all the time. Sometimes my prayer is just like that 5-year-old, and I'm asking for stuff, material stuff, praying for an Evel Knievel stunt cycle. I'm sure your prayer has developed over time, that you pray now differently than that first prayer you prayed. In the gospel this morning, Mark shows us a side of the disciples in their early relationship with Jesus. They're still feeling each other out. In the morning, Jesus goes off by himself to pray. And they go looking for him. They hunt him down. They miss him. I'm not sure if they necessarily miss him or his friendship. I think they miss all the stuff that he's been doing. They want more from him. They want all those wonders and miracles. How do they put it? Everyone is looking for you. Why? Because of the miracles, because of the wonders. I think Jesus knows this. I think Jesus understands this. I think he's patient with them. And I think he seems to say, I hope, I pray, eventually you'll want more from me than just that.